a tiny confession before we begin? This crew knows what's good to watch out. I often mishear words and phrases. It's bad enough that my husband now knows that if I giggle at an inappropriate time, he just needs to stop and say, "What did you hear?" I offer this confession because whenever I hear our gospel passage today, I think of the hymn that we sang when I was growing up that had a line, "And all who live in him will bear great fruit." Except my ear always heard, "All who live in him will bear grapefruit." So just to be clear, today's gospel is about bearing great fruit, not grapefruit. Bearing fruit is the apex of our passage today. The point of the branches abiding in the vine is to bear great fruit. The first church that I served was a massive, massive church. We had close to 4,000 members, four services on a Sunday, took up an entire city block. And prior to my arrival, they had a very vital senior outing ministry. It had been going on for more than 20 years. They would take buses to see the fall colors and had outings to see plays. They even had a couple of overseas trips under their belts. But by the time I arrived on staff, things had been dwindling. The trip to see the fall colors used to take three buses, and now they could barely even afford one bus. They used to buy out whole theaters when they would go to see a show. But their numbers had been dwindling for a while, and they were down to a couple dozen participants. When I arrived, I pulled together a team to revitalize the ministry. We surveyed past and current participants. We tried different marketing. We tried different days of the week, different weekends of the year, different bus companies, different activities. We tried everything. And after a year of fertilizing, we were still dwindling. We planned an evaluation meeting after worship one Sunday, and wouldn't you know, this was the gospel that we read during worship. I heard the message loud and clear. But what I attribute to the grace of God is that our other committee members did too. One by one, they trickled into our meeting room with fate-filled expressions on their faces. We were all pretty quiet as we gathered. And then one of the most ardent cheerleaders of the ministry said, "Well, the gospel told us what we need to do, didn't it? This ministry needs to be pruned all the way back." We discussed it for a while longer, but as we explored our senior outing ministry through a biblical lens, we realized that it was a sucker on the vine. Are any of you gardeners? If you are, you're probably familiar with that term, sucker. Suckers are shoots that grow out of the vine or trunk of a plant that sap the plant's energy away from the rest of the organism. TheSpruce.com points out that suckers are a problem because they're in the wrong places, they rob energy from the main plant, and they are, in the worst case, they devastate and take over the plant. As we come together today, hearing this gospel and meeting with the theme of being the church, one of our projects is to discern which of our ministries, at our home churches, as an association, as a conference, even as a denomination, what of our ministries are suckers? We need to keep our eyes and hearts open, asking ourselves, are these branches in the wrong place? What branches are robbing energy from the main plant. And what suckers are devastating, threatening to take over. Now, don't forget that pruning suckers is healthy. It's good and important. Again, our gardeners can attest to that. Think of your tomato plants or your lilacs or your roses. Cutting back the suckers actually focuses the energy of the plant back to where it can bear fruit. As we gather to talk about being the church, another practice of viniculture can also be instructive. Did you know that winemakers can actually graft different varietals of grape onto the same vine? It's an elaborate process, but for today's purpose, the important thing to understand is that a shoot from one type of grape can be inserted into a slit in the vine in a different variety of grape, and that vine will then bear two different kinds of grapes. And this, it doesn't only happen with grapes, it could happen with apples and roses. As we explore being the church, as we look at how it is that we as covenant faith communities can bear more fruit, it's important for us to understand that as long as we are all nourished by the vine, nourished by our relationship with Christ, we can collaborate and work together to bear so much more fruit. Just one small example of this is a new ministry here at Union. One of our members is active in the food pantry at the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. She is able to buy food from one of the large food distribution programs for the price of egg cartons. Large flats of a gross of eggs are donated to the food distribution program, but they don't have a means of breaking that down into smaller amounts to be able to then give to their clients. So she brings egg cartons to them, and they give her food for the students at the food pantry. What if your church collected egg cartons for that ministry as well? Maybe you'll keep them in your cloakroom just like we do, and once every 6 months you drop them off here. And in doing so, all of us together will be keeping the UWGB food pantry alive and stocked. Or maybe you'll find a way to graft into a ministry that's happening ecumenically in your neighborhood, your area. One of the ways that Union is doing that, that's coming up, we are going to be working with 13 different churches across the metro area to provide emergency shelter over the next 185 days. It seems the city only gives a license to the emergency homeless shelter for 180 days. And so each of our churches are going to host for 2 weeks. We'll have everyone come in, and in that way, there will be an emergency shelter here in Green Bay 365 days a year. None of us have the capacity to do it all, but working together, we are going to make sure that the least of God's people are valued, loved, and blessed. There are so many more ways that we can graft on to each other's ministries, some more elaborate and profound, some as simple as dropping off egg cartons. Throughout the rest of our meeting, we'll be hearing stories of our sister churches being the church, and I hope that you'll be listening with open ears and hearts to the possibilities of grafting, of bearing fruit together. And now, I know that we need to be wrapping things up, so I'll go quickly with my last theme. Normally, it's only on Sundays in the fall that people demand that I keep worship under an hour, but I understand that we have a lot going on today. So what I'll say about bearing fruit is simply to pose a question. When a branch bears fruit, Who benefits? Well, who does a branch feed? Not itself. When Jesus tells us to be branches, taking his nourishment into ourselves, bearing fruit, the fruit is not for our own selves. Fruit, by its nature, nourishes entities beyond the plant itself. Friends, whether we're evaluating sucker ministries or figuring out how to graft on to one another's ministries, my prayer for all of us is that through Jesus Christ, the vine will bear great fruit. Not grapefruit. Great fruit. May it be so.